Hot dog. I am wicked excited about the publication of my new novel, which is called Felony Juggler. Got that? Felony Juggler. It'll come out on Akashic Books on May 6th. There's a special pre-order package now available that includes an autograph by me, because I wrote it, an autograph copy of the novel, three customized juggling balls. They say Felony Juggler and my name right on them. Really neat. Plus a beautiful signed print with two photographs of me during my street juggling days. Well, one street juggling and one Renaissance festival, which is kind of the same street juggling thing. But they're real pictures from that, because the book is kind of, half of it is kind of autobiographical about my street performing and Renaissance festival days. You can get all that stuff, three juggling balls, the picture, the autograph book, or you can just buy the book if you don't want all the fancy schmancy stuff. You can find all this at akashicbooks.com, akashicbooks.com, akashicbooks.com. For you Patreons out there, I've also given you a special code for a discount. And the discount is better than what it would cost you to be Patreon, but that's not important. AkashicBooks.com for my new book, Felony Juggler. I'm wicked proud of it. Here we go.
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School. I'm Matt Emily, and Godot is here, so is Ready Rich, and we're broadcasting from our respective homes. We're also recording from our disrespective homes as well. And joining us are backers of our Patreon for a live Q&A with our host, the man preaching the love, Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette, Preaching Love, brought to you by masterclass.com/Penn, where you can get 15% off, 15% off to lifelong learning. It's a great deal. We'll talk about it more a little later on in the damn show. Speaking of the damn show, we have Michael Godot here, which is, I did the radio show and the podcast, everything. Michael Godot was just always there. And then Michael Godot left us to go to North Carolina.
That's right.
And how are the Christmas lights in North Carolina, Godot?
The neighborhood I live in is called Dances Bay. And if you look on Google Maps for Dances Bay, you'll find...
I'm not going to.
No, you don't need to. I will give you all the information you need. It says Dances Bay Christmas lights display. And at this time of year, my neighbors put up 45 billion lights. And they have it synced to a radio station. So the lights are going on and off like dancing to the music. And there's a little petting zoo with a donkey and such. But
did the real estate agent have to give you a heads up? Did you know you were buying into this?
Yes. Yes, they did, thankfully.
Okay.
Do different MILFs volunteer for the petting zoo, or is it always the same ones every year?
No, it's the same ones. Now they're shiny on that one spot. Well, anyway, I'm building in this neighborhood, and obviously I am not going to install a billion. I can't keep up with these people. They've spent years and years and millions of dollars on lights. So I'm trying to come up with funny things that I can do that are affordable. And so I'm going to tell you the three that I've got so far. And if anybody has any others, I would love to hear them. The first one, I'm going to build a giant box trap, like a big old crate with a stick holding it up and a plate of cookies and a rope tied to it that says Santa. That's number one. That's the first one I thought of.
That's funny. I've never seen that.
I think it's really great. I think it's a really funny idea. The other one, I put a stage in my yard with an inflatable snowman on it and like 50 inflatable snowmen watching the show. That was kind of funny. And then when I was driving to the neighborhood the other day, like some people have those inflatable ones, right? and I'm driving through the neighborhood, and they're all laying down. It looks like they're dead. And I thought, if I could get an inflatable Grinch with an inflatable machine gun and then just leave all the others deflated. Which I thought was a fantastic idea. And then I saw online yesterday someone had done that with an inflatable Yoda and a lightsaber. So they had a Yoda standing there with a lightsaber and then all the others down. And I thought, you know, that seems a little less violent somehow.
Yes.
What's the technology for syncing to the radio station?
I have no idea. No idea. But I do know that the radio station doesn't go more than a couple of blocks. So they must be broadcasting it from their own homes. My house is the far end of the neighborhood from this stuff. And by the time we get there, it's kind of cutting in and out.
Okay.
Do you know what the technology would be to sync the lights to they just have a MIDI signal coming out of it or something ready?
Well, most people are using DMX stuff now or Arduino rigs that they built themselves. It's probably going the opposite direction from what you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the light show set up and they're syncing the radio station that they're broadcasting.
Okay.
Well, I see.
Huh. Fun. So, yeah. So if anybody has any good, inexpensive Christmas idea like that, I'd love to hear.
Well, when you say inexpensive, you just described $1,000.
Yeah, I think I can handle $1,000. I don't want to, they're many thousands in. You know what I mean? They've 3 and 4 acre chunks of land all covered with lights, and then their houses, and then there's trees, and like I said, the petting zoo. So it's an overwhelming.
I would do just one giant light bulb.
One giant light bulb is pretty good.
Or you could do mannequins of the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Christmas lights on their heads and naked socks on their dicks.
All right. I was worried about offending them with the Grinch and the machine gun.
Tony Johnson asked, how much does an EMP cost? And that's the real one. That's the solution.
I don't know what that is.
EMP will wipe out all electronics in the whole area. It's a bomb.
Nice.
So you could wipe out everyone else's lights.
There you go. That's a good plan.
Electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That's a good plan.
Which doesn't quite work the way everybody thinks it does, but we'll go with it.
How does it work there?
They just, you've got the inverse square law. They're not as effective as people think they are.
Oh, really?
Got to be close.
Yeah.
Only a block. They'll man it.
or very, very powerful.
Well.
That's the inverse square law.
Sounds like multiple EMPs isn't the hardest requirement. You got to do it every night. That's a pretty big burden.
I don't think of anything else you could have. I think you should... I think you should confuse people by having a Santa with a thought balloon that's Jesus on the cross.
Yeah. You could do the nativity scene with just inflatable Santas.
Oh, that's what you could do with, you could have the Grinch with a giant bag, like a successful Grinch. You could basically put all your lights into one little sack and then just have your whole house blacked out. Like he was successful. Yeah. He did it. He took
it. Half of it done. Like he had gotten half of it done and the rest of it was still up.
Yeah.
Cut the price in half.
He's got to light up a big red sack. No problem. That's easy. That's very cheap.
Or you could just have a chimney, a sleigh, and inflatable reindeers. Have the sleigh be empty and just put a sign where Santa would be sitting that says hashtag me too.
Now we're getting somewhere. Nice.
Do you feel like your neighbors are snobbing you at all? Do you feel like they're waiting for you to step up? Do you feel a social pressure?
No, not really. I don't live there yet. I'm still building the house. And so I just drive by them every night and look at all the stuff they've got.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I want to tell you this because my mom, I want to keep her memory alive. She had very strong feelings about this. She thought that lights can only be put on an evergreen tree. She said, really? I don't want to see people lighting up dead trees. Why would you light up dead trees? I don't want to see dead old things with lights on them. It's meant to be an evergreen to celebrate life.
She would hate my house.
Now, Box points out that those trees are not dead.
Right.
Right? They just don't have leaves on them. But my mother thought a tree without leaves is like a day without sun. No, a tree without leaves is a dead tree, and we shouldn't celebrate that.
All right.
Your neighbors don't agree.
They don't agree. They've got their dead trees covered in lights all the way up. I don't know how they did it. I don't even know how they did it. Got a million branches all wrapped up with lights.
They have genie lips. That's all.
Yeah. They start months ahead also, you know, before Halloween, they were out there putting stuff up.
I'm going to tell you that decorating is something I never care about.
Yeah,
it does make my drive home a little slow. there's a lot of traffic on the one road. What's that?
You can't get to your own house trying to get home because people.
There's a lot of traffic on that one road.
Oh, but that's frustrating.
On Friday and Saturday nights, though, there's food truck out there, so that's kind of good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Anyone selling kettle corn?
No, it depends on what night you're there. It's a different truck every night. Okay. You know, last night was Cinnabon.
That's my wife's dream come true. If there's a kettle corn, random kettle corn truck showed up,
that'd be Christmas in front of your house.
My wife. Yeah.
Well, I also love Cinnabon's new slogan, which is "You pig." Cinnabon, you pig.
It's an upgrade from "We never taste as good as we smell." Was the old one. But you pig is more direct.
Yeah, you pig. So there's no segue here. Do not do a segue here. Do not do "Speaking of you pig, let's talk to Amy." That would not be right. There's no segue. This is a juxtaposition butt joint. And speaking of butt joint, here's Amy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Amy. So I have several questions and comments. Where to start? So I guess, Penn, I was actually going to ask you a question about you having aphantasia, because I think I may kind of not
but
be
I
able
don't.
To visualize.
It's not that I can't recognize faces. People that have that, a face is the same as a rock to them. I feel differently about faces. I just can't remember them that much.
Right.
Even a face that I have literally come across, I can't recognize that clearly.
Nice. Music. Can you hear music in your mind? Because I can hear music very well in my mind.
I hear music all the time. All the time.
Okay.
It's all the time playing, and it's all the time repeating. And it never stops.